Chapter 144, Following the Funeral and Matters Relating to Illness and Death. 894. Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, has ordered us to visit the sick, to follow the funeral of a dead believer, respond to the sneezer, i.e. by saying to him, Yarhamkum Allah, after he says Alhamdulillah, to help those who vow to fulfill it, to help the oppressed, to accept the invitation extended by the inviter, and to promote greetings, for instance saying, Assalamu alaikum, Al-Bukhari and Muslim." Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned with slightly different wording. Here it has been repeated owing to its relevance to this chapter. See hadith number 847. 895. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, every Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. For instance, he has to perform five duties for another Muslim: to return the greetings, to visit the sick, to accompany funeral processions, to accept an invitation, to respond to the sneezer, for instance, to say, Yarhamkum Allah, may Allah bestow His mercy on you when the sneezer praises Allah." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned. See the commentary on hadith number 240. 896. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, verily, Allah the Exalted and Glorious will say on the day of resurrection, O son of Adam, peace be upon him, I was ill, but you did not visit me. He would say, O my Rabb, how could I visit you? You are the Rabb of the worlds. Thereupon he would say, did you not know that such and such a slave of mine was ill, but you did not visit him? Did you not realize that if you had visited him, you would have known that I was aware of your visit to him, for which I would reward you. You would have found me with him. O son of Adam, I asked food from you, but you did not feed me." He would submit, "My Rabb, how could I feed you, and you are the Rabb of the worlds?" He would say, "Did you not know that such and such a slave of mine asked you for food, but you did not feed him? Did you not realize that if you had fed him, you would certainly have found its reward with me? O son of Adam, I asked water from you, but you did not give it to me." He would say, "My Rabb, how could I give you water, and you are the Rabb of the worlds?" Thereupon he would say, "Such and such a slave of mine asked you for water to drink, but you did not give it to him. Did you not realize that if you had given him to drink, you would have found its reward with me?" Muslim. Commentary. The person who is more beneficial to the slaves of Allah is loved most by him. Allah likes it very much if somebody serves his creatures and treats them well. He will give him the best reward for it. Here, one has been urged in an effective and eloquent way to visit the sick and to treat the needy nicely. This hadith is a clear-cut proof refuting pantheism, for it is clear that this hadith differentiates between the creator and the creature in terms of feeding, giving water to drink, visiting, etc. This hadith confirms the speech as divine attribute, that Allah rewards His slaves for their good deeds and never wrongs a thing. The duty of looking after the Muslims and their interests, seeking the pleasure of Allah. The duty of visiting the sick. The duty of offering food for the hungry, needy Muslims. 897. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, visit the sick, feed the hungry, and arrange for the release of the captive." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Islam calls upon its followers to cooperate with one another in good things. Like the previous ahadith, this hadith too should be viewed in the same context. Herein, believers are enjoined to endeavor for the liberation of a fellow Muslim who becomes a prisoner of war or is taken captive by disbelievers in any way. The instruction of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, is also meant for the help of that person who is involved in a false case or is undergoing jail term on this count. Similarly, it is the duty of the community to extend help and cooperation to a Muslim suffering a financial difficulty so that he becomes self-sufficient. 898. Thoban radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he who visits his brother in faith will remain engaged in picking the fresh fruits from the garden of Jannah till he returns." Muslim. 899. Ali bin Abu Talib radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, when a Muslim visits a sick Muslim at dawn, 70,000 angels keep on praying for him till dusk. If he visits him in the evening, 70,000 angels keep on praying for him till the morning, and he will have his share of reaped fruits in Jannah. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Both this hadith and the preceding one lay stress on the virtue of visiting a sick person so as to obtain the divine reward. The hadith mentions dawn and evening to mean at all times and not necessarily at those particular times. 900. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, a young Jewish boy who was in the service of the Prophet, peace be upon him, fell ill. The Prophet, peace be upon him, went to visit him. He sat down by his head and said to him, embrace Islam. The little boy looked at his father who was sitting beside him. He said, obey Abul Qasim, i.e. the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. So he embraced Islam, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, stepped out saying, praise be to Allah who has saved him from hellfire. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Herein, the example of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, inspires us to visit even a sick disbeliever and invite him to accept Islam. Besides, the hadith tells that the company of the virtuous does bear fruit, that we should continue to hope that the heart of a disbeliever will turn to Allah at any moment. Furthermore, we come to believe that parents, though not clinging to the right way, may tell their offspring to pursue the truth.